I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. In a letter, Archbishop William Laurie of the Archdiocese of Baltimore told clergy that the Maryland Attorney General is looking into any records related to sexual abuse. The Archbishop wrote that the diocese will be fully cooperative with the Attorney General and stated he hoped that this review and other, quote, acts of transparency will help build trust in the Church again. Archbishop Laurie added that out of respect for the Attorney General's policy of not commenting on investigations, the Archdiocese will not be commenting on the review any further. The Baltimore Archdiocese was one of the first dioceses in the country to release the names of clergy who had credible accusations of abuse against them. In 2002, they released a list of 57 names, and since then, 18 additional names have been added to the list. Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman over 10 years ago. Before sentencing Cosby, the judge called the 81-year-old comedian a, quote, sexually violent predator. Being classified as such, Cosby will have to receive monthly counseling for the rest of his life, report to authorities on a quarterly basis, and his name will appear on a sex offender registry. Prosecutors had sought a prison term of 5 to 10 years, saying the comedian could still be a threat to women, while Cosby's lawyers had argued in favor of house arrest due to his age and the fact that he is legally blind. The Trump administration has issued sanctions on 4 people in Venezuela who are close to President Nicolas Maduro on allegations of corruption. The 4 people are Maduro's wife, his vice president, his communications director, and his defense minister. As a part of the sanctions, Americans are not allowed to do business with the individuals, and the U.S. will seize any financial assets in America that belong to the individuals. The Trump administration has sanctioned dozens of people in the past 2 years, including Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, on corruption, drug trafficking, and human rights abuse allegations. Pope Francis offered prayers for the victims of a ferry accident in Tanzania. The Pope expressed his, quote, solidarity with those who had lost loved ones and those still wondering about ones that are missing. He also prayed for the authorities and emergency personnel involved in the rescue efforts. At least 224 people died following the capsizing of a ferry in Lake Victoria in Tanzania last week. The cause of the accident is not yet known, however, some have speculated the ferry may have been carrying more passengers than legally allowed. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.